Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the College2Pro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening as we bring you a wide, wide variety of NFL draft prospects. And the phones are kind of starting to become increasingly busier as draft season approaches. And I know everyone's focused on the conclusion of the 2016 NFL season and playoffs. Bowl games are wrapping up. Championships are wrapping up. But with that said, the NFL draft is quickly approaching for a lot of these prospects. One of the top available out there, you may not be familiar with him, but he's a high recruited kid. It's John Taylor from Southeastern Louisiana. John, good morning to you. We appreciate you stopping by. Before we kind of delve into your football life, can you believe your collegiate career is over and now your task is kind of focusing on getting yourself in the National Football League?
Oh, man, I can't believe it's really over, Bo, man. It went by so fast, you know. I mean, you know, once you're in high school, then college, the first college game, then now the season over, it went by super fast.
And for you, I mean, have you always had that size? I mean, growing up as a young kid, were you that guy that was kind of just pushed on the, you know, defensive, offensive side of the line? Kind of when did you kind of, you know, grow into the body that we kind of see today?
Yeah, I always had this body since high school, you know. I mean, a freshman in college, you know, I started hitting the weights really hard, got bigger, and then, you know, it just went from there, you know, right coaching, right technique.
Nice. I'm curious, you said kind of in the weight room. When you arrived at Georgia, I believe, when you got to Georgia, what did you weigh and what do you weigh now?
Yeah, when I got to Georgia, I weighed 330, but right now I'm currently at 340 right now.
Wow. So you're a freshman coming out of high school. You're a senior coming out of high school, close to 330, man. That's fantastic size. When did you kind of start getting the idea? I mean, you know, just kind of go back to the high school days. I mean, when did it kind of hit you then? But, you know, the big-time schools, I mean, all the SEC schools wanted you. I mean, granted, all the schools wanted you across the nation. But when did you kind of realize, like, wow, I'm a desired commodity, if you will?
Yeah, it kind of hit me, like, going into my 12th grade year, like my 11th grade summer, it kind of hit me. Okay, I got kind of frustrated about, like, all the schools and what decisions where I want to go at. Then, you know, it was just a blessing to receive all of, you know. But, yeah, it just hit me like my 11th grade year.
Nice. And obviously, you know, stop at Georgia, Alabama, and then you went Southeastern Louisiana. After a couple stops with the SEC schools, I mean, how did you know, and I think you had the JUCO ride as well, but, I mean, when you got to, you know, Southeastern Louisiana, I mean, how did you know that was a good fit for you?
I knew it was a perfect fit for me because, like, when I arrived on campus, you know, the players were awesome. It's nothing but, like, family there. You know, coaches there, great coaches. You know, Coach Rob, the head coach, I mean, he brought me in on his wing. Coach Lacey, D-line coach, I got really great with him. He brought me in on his wing, and he just taught me all the techniques and the right ways to do them and everything to put myself in position to make plays.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Lions standout defensive lineman, Jonathan Taylor, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're talking some 2017 NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his draft bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Jonathan as he makes his path again towards this 2017 NFL draft. For you, I mean, in terms of school, I mean, have you graduated? Are you complete? I mean, how much, I guess, time and attention can you kind of, you know, put forward to, you know, pro days, workouts, and everything that's going to kind of be, you know, coming your way in the upcoming months?
Yes, sir. I actually graduated this past Saturday.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. And like right now, I'm focusing on straight football, you know, pro day football. I'm training up here at Gather in Duluth, Georgia, with some great people, around some great people that's really getting me right.
Can you hear me, Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you for a second. Have you gotten to the point yet? I don't know how training, I mean, have you started to see a difference already? I'm sure if I talk to you in, like, you know, at the end of February, I'd be like, hey, are you looking in the mirror that much more? But have you been able just to kind of see some change in your body for the brief time you've been there?
Oh yes, sir. I definitely see a change in my body with training. You can see stomach getting flatter, you know, body getting more toner, me getting a little faster. You know, you definitely see a change. It's a great change. And I'm extremely happy with the results.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, obviously you've had a couple hiccups along the way. How much do you think teams are going to kind of focus on that? And for you, I mean, do you think they're going to kind of – do you have to prove them that you're – you know, the hiccups aren't going to come in the future? And how much do you kind of – I guess just as you as an athlete compared to maybe the off-the-field stuff, how concerned are you with all that?
I know that the hiccups are going to come, but I'm wanting to prove to teams that – you know, I made mistakes along the way. You know, I was 19, I made those mistakes, and I do take full responsibility for my mistakes, but I would not let that affect me moving forward and affect my future plan. I want to be a part of the team and the organization and show them that I'm a much better person and how I have grown from my mistakes and just learn from them.
Excellent stuff. And for you, let's kind of delve into what you bring to the table. I mean, why are teams going to love you? I mean, if you're in the film room right now, couple scouts are sitting with you, John. What are they going to love? What do you bring to the table as a defensive lineman that they're going to walk away pleasantly surprised with and happy with when they're watching this film?
You know, like, I'm a great run blocker. You know, I could pound the run game, and then I could also transition to a pass rush. I could take on double teams. I could split double teams. Now, also, I win my one-on-ones. When it's time to win the one-on-one, I go out there and win my one-on-ones.
When you see the play kind of developing, when you get down into your stance and you know that you're going to kind of probably get a non-double team, if you will, I mean, how excited did you get in the heat of the moment?
Oh, I get really excited because, you know, at my size, you know, I'm a nose tackle. You know, you don't get one-on-ones that often, so you got to make the most of it once you get your one-on-one. You have to win your one-on-one.
Excellent. And for you, does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you know, sometimes the defense you run, sometimes what the coaches ask for you, you know, you got to do what they ask. You got to play within the system. But is there anything that scouts may not see that you think you kind of do particularly well, but that film won't show because you just simply weren't asked to do it?
Yes, sir. I think me, honestly, I play a little DN and JUCO, but, you know, I play nose and a little bit of three technique and G at Southeastern. But I could also play a little DN also, you know, stuff to run.
And for you, film study, I mean, leadership qualities, I mean, you know, scouts love this stuff. I mean, how much time do you think you watch film, you know, when you're not at, you know, the facility?
Oh, I watch film all the time. I'll be on my iPad watching film all the time, breaking down my steps, breaking down my moves, breaking down my opponents, just breaking down the games, just breaking down everything, man. I love watching film.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jonathan Taylor, Southeastern Louisiana Lions defensive lineman, kind enough again to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. For you, I mean, do you get kind of comparisons, or is there anybody at the next level that you kind of pattern yourself after?
Yeah, I kind of see myself as a Dontari Poe or an Agata type person.
Nice. How so? I mean, kind of, why do you think that?
Because if you go watch Dontari Poe, you know, he get doubled a lot. You know, I get doubled a lot. He made plays, I made plays. And then the Agata guard there, you know, he was with the Lions. I mean, the Ravens at first, but now he with the Lions. At nose, he helped Ray Lewis win the Super Bowl at nose.
Excellent stuff. As for you, I mean, you know, you're so close. I mean, do you get nervous right now? I mean, kind of, what's your mindset? Is, you know, you've been able to go through high school. You had a great college career. You know, now you're this forefront. I mean, when you daydream about it, John, I mean, is it scary? Is it aggravating? Is it exciting? Is it all those things I mentioned? Kind of as a prospect where you're at right now, I mean, what's your mindset when you kind of wake up and, you know, start grinding and, you know, working at this?
I mean, the mindset, I mean, you got to remain humble at all times. You just have to put your best foot forward, thank the good Lord above, and just remain humble at all times. So, I mean, quick as it go, quick as it can lead. So you have to remain humble through the whole process.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, we'll kind of talk a little bit about Southeastern Louisiana. I mean, what are you going to miss most about it? And for any young recruits thinking about where they need to play their collegiate football, why would you recommend one of those kids signing up to be a Lion?
Oh, man, the most exciting part, what I'm going to miss about it, is coming out through our tunnel, man. It's like with the smoke, the fans, the band playing. Hey, welcome to the jungle, you know, our Lion King song, come on, man. It's that thrill, man.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it's going to be something you miss. And, you know, if, I mean, granted, I mean, it's not even the new year yet, but, you know, I'm sure if we had you on the show closer to, you know, actual draft time, a lot of you guys, when, you know, we have you guys on the show, you know, I think it'll probably happen to you as well. You're so accustomed to being at practice in the morning and going through the motions that, you know, some guys wake up in the middle of the morning thinking they're late for practice, and they're like, oh, man, you know, and then, like, it kind of catches them a second later that, oh, you know what, I don't got to do that. I mean, have you had any experience like that yet? And you might not have, but I think you will later on.
Oh, yes, sir. It actually happened to me a few times this week, you know, waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, like, oh, man, I'm late. Like, hey, praise, I don't have class anymore. So.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jonathan Taylor, he's kind enough to join us here on the C2P, the College to Pro Players Platform Show, talking some NFL draft. Jonathan, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this usually is the question I ask that you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Above all, we're talking female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, Carrie Underwood.
There you go, Carrie Underwood. Very nice. Yeah, she's her name's frequently mentioned, so your good graces there. And speaking of dinner, you're a big man. I assume, I don't want to stereotype, but I assume you could probably put down some food, need be. What's your favorite thing to kind of chow down on?
Oh, steak. I love steak.
You one of the bigger eaters on that defensive front? Who's the biggest defensive eater? Or who's the biggest eater on the Lions' defensive side?
Oh, man, the biggest eater? Oh, it has to my boy Anthony Murphy. Yeah, it has to be him.
Just makes you kind of shake your head, huh? After
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. And any nicknames for the Lions? Did you have a nickname? Did somebody else have a nickname? What was the craziest nickname in that southeastern Louisiana locker room?
The craziest nickname we had was Choo-Choo. It had to be Choo-Choo for this offensive lineman.
Hey, can you divulge how he got that name?
He's just like this big, kind, nice fellow. Like, he plays guard. He's just a big, kind dude. But, I mean, like, he's pretty tough. And then one day, he's like, you need to just go faster. Go faster. You just big and fast like a choo-choo train.
Okay, John, I'm not lying to you. We've been doing this show for a while. Washington Redskins, Ryan Kerrigan, I think you might have topped him, and that's been a lot of shows. I think choo-choo – they had a kid named Toaster at Purdue, and he got the nickname Toaster because I guess he got a tattoo of a toaster one night. Things got crazy, but that was kind of always my favorite. But you saying the reason this kid got choo-choo, I think you actually dethroned Ryan Kerrigan as the top nickname guy. And trust me, man, we've done thousands of shows, so that's not like a choo-choo. That's a sticker, man. And then the final question for you. Guys, you know, they love getting their cleats painted, you know. I mean, I think week 13 in the NFL, you know, all the guys, you know, if you had a charity or whatever reason, you could paint your shoes. If you could get your shoes designed and wear these things, maybe pro day or whatnot, where are you going to get designed on those shoes?
Oh, man. Man, that's a great question. I'll probably get, like, some clouds, some stars, you know, a cross with a good Lord face on him, because I wouldn't be able to do nothing and be through this process if it wasn't for him.
Excellent stuff, man. And fortunately for you, we signed with Creative Illustration, so they'll be offering all these guys like yourself discounts on painted cleats, so it'll be an opportunity if you want to pursue it to get that done. Jonathan, man, we appreciate you taking your time. I can't wait to follow you and work with you as you make your path. Anything you need from our end, let us know. We got your back, and stay healthy, stay humble, and I'll be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jonathan Taylor. And this kid is, he's stunned. He's a really good athlete. And if you've been able to see Southeastern or Louisiana play, and I know it's not a program where you're going to see these guys every college Saturday, but this kid really has an intense motor, and that's what I love. I love guys that are intense and they hustle. And I think if you watch this kid, the one thing you're going to say is you never see this kid slacking off. Every play, this kid's bringing it late since his last. And I think at the end of the day, from the scouting side that I know, coaches love guys to get after it. They hate laziness, and this is one thing that this gentleman is not. If you want more of Jonathan Taylor, Southeast Louisiana Lions standout nose tackle, go to collegepro.com. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. You can also check this out at iTunes. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, our fantastic guest today. Again, Jonathan Taylor. As always, we appreciate you listening to C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.